Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill, at Midwest Bank?
Foreign relations Friday.
Really?
Everyone at the bank will be speaking fluent French. And to help everyone with the language at that, they'll also be serving French toast, French dip, French fries, and French bread.
Wow.
French toast, French dip. That will take place at 10:30, Steve, the switchover from French toast, when they're going to switch over to the French dip and French fries.
Ooh,
this morning it's all French toast. And everyone, including Shin Daddy, will be speaking fluent French.
So
you'll do all your banking in a foreign language.
Could you speak English, relations. Shindy?
I don't speak French, Shindy. Come on.
It might get a little confusing, but you're going to get through it. This is a chance to get better. He's going to do a lot of this right there. He's a big part of foreign relations. And so he felt this is a way to really add in and help around town like that. So everyone in Creighton will be speaking fluent French today.
Oh.
Everyone, every store you go to, Shin Daddy starts at the bank, and he's the only one, though, that has the French toast and the French dip.
Oh, foreign relations.
That starts at 8:44.
I imagine you won't go up for this day, Zip. Speaking French might throw you off your game.
Foreign relations Friday. Are we at odds with the French right now?
Not that I'm aware of, but
unbeknownst to me.
Unbeknownst to me like that. Hey, here, we might be going to war. Who is it? Looks like France.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Well, there was a problem. Now there's not, because we have the toast, we have the French toast, we have the French bread, we have the French fries.
I love the idea of a French dip and French fries over the noon hour.
But you got to speak French to get it, though. You got to speak French to get that, though, up there, sounds like.
No.
They're doing it. You got to speak in French. The whole town's speaking French today.
Shindy's not making you speak French in order to eat.
He's not making you. He's trying to encourage you to learn a few words.
Okay.
Yes, he has a few, just to try to pick up on the language a little bit. But he wants it to feel like France when you walk in the door.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Big day for him.
Just nod your head when he's talking to you.
Yeah.
It's French. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And agreed. I just did a quick Google search. We are not in any sort of chance of war with France.
Then we're not at odds. Knowledge. Okay.
Not at odds.
We're good. So we're good.
And hey, I got a question. I mean, if I go in there and Shindy speaking French and it's sort of annoying, the tellers will not, you can speak in American to the tellers, right?
No, they're French. That's when it gets annoying. They're all speaking French today. Everyone is speaking French today. Yes, you just got to try to see what you can get done. It's a nice thing when you go over to France. It's like, hey, I'm going to have an idea what's going on now. I have a feel for this.
Yeah, deal with the language barriers. What is that? That's
language
like
barriers. Yeah. Yes, and potential war.
Well, that sounds like an incredible. Incredible day with Shin Daddy at Midwest Bank in Creighton.
Thank you, Shin.
Study up on your French and go eat some French dips and French fries.
French Friday.
Bread. Sounds great. Hey, by the way, before we move on, this is back to Sip's idea of a Mount Rushmore of neighbors saying Jim Harbaugh, yes. Toby Keith, Mike Gundy. A good text came in. Somebody says, Toby Keith would tell Gundy to pound sand because he's an Oklahoma fan.
Oh, Bedlam would be incredible in the neighborhood. Bedlam. Just,
how about the open discussion with OU, Okie State, with those two? It'd be awesome.
That would be pretty
cool.
Just fun,
an open discussion.
Oh, you know there'd be hijinks, too, on Bedlam Day. I mean, those guys would...
Oh, there'd be all kinds of hijinks. Yeah.
Yeah. Both are doing hijinks. Toby Keith and Mike Gundy. We're not
hey,
friends
today, did you hear what Keith just did to Gundy?
It's Bedlam. Oh, it'd be great during football season. Just all the way around, like if Oklahoma lost a big one, you know, or the
comes
other way
Gundy
around.
Over
here
this.
Comes Gundy. Gundy's not a wise ass at all.
No, never. Never could see him doing that, ever.
Those two would be incredible neighbors, as would Harbaugh, and we could think of some others. We can think of some
if others. Someone's to sip, I grounded my kid for leaving his phone in the park, and you're the one that smashed it.
I just love the fact that he just smashed somebody's phone.
Bill, hold on now. It was a dead phone. I mean, it was.
Did you try to turn it on at all?
Yeah, I went to the side. Yeah,
nothing happened.
Nothing. There was nothing.
Hold it now. Time out.
Yeah.
You ever think maybe it just didn't have a charge? Maybe that's right.
Hold on. If you saw this phone, you'd understand. It was worn. It was cracked. It was the whole thing.
I want to see this to confirm with my own eyes.
By the way, Cricket cell phone. Didn't know they made them. Cricket phone. Cricket cell phone. Hello. Flat screen. Cricket. Didn't know that happened.
I've never been to Cricket before. Yeah,
didn't know that happened. I used to have a Cricket.
Burner phone.
Yes, and we know. We are aware that Toby Keith is dead. This is a hypothetical world. We miss Toby Keith every day. We are very. Well, I said that in Song of the Day, RIP, to the late, great, the late.
That's the part of the fun
Toby
here is
Keith.
That it's
Come
hypothetical.
On, Dexter. We know that. We miss him.
We've talked on this numerous times.
It's a hypothetical.
We said RIP today.
We did.
I don't think it's going to happen, and I'm going to have Harbaugh, Gundy, and Toby Keith.
We don't think this is real.
It's our world we wish we were in, though.
Right.
Yes.
Saw this yesterday, 464-5685, call or text as always. Wisconsin football, this is from CBS Sports, has a new spring practice ritual ahead of the 2025 season. The Badgers do 42 push-ups after every session. You say, why is that? Wisconsin lost 42-10 to Iowa last season, which dropped the Badgers to 5-4 on the year. And then November happened; they missed the bowl game. This is a quote from Darrell Peterson,
yes,
linebacker, says, "Quote: When have you ever heard of Iowa scoring 42 points ever?" This is a Wisconsin.
He's not wrong.
It's a Wisconsin
He's not
player
wrong.
Saying this. He says, "For me, obviously, all three of them, the losses provide motivation, but 42 points." is unacceptable to anybody, but especially those guys." End quote. So we got Wisconsin, Iowa fireworks here
beautiful.
In spring.
Beautiful.
And it's inspiring Wisconsin to be
better. That's beautiful. That is, Steve, you nailed it. That is fun. That is great spring conversation. So if you're Iowa, you're kind of flexing right now.
Kind of.
Like, hey, we're in their head. They're thinking about us every day. Push-ups every day.
But then he got a zinger in there, too.
He zinged his own team.
Yeah, that was good.
He zinged Iowa. Saying it's embarrassing for them to score 42 points. They don't do that, but we allowed 42 points to them.
Incredible. I like it. I like the whole picture. I like the fact that they have to do it, too.
I enjoy that. Yeah. It is. Can you imagine from watching that Iowa team? I watched a little bit last year. Mm-hmm. How they ever can score 42. Their overs are usually about, 16.5
yeah.
for a game
yes.
like that. Usually about what it is. And to give up 42, I can see why it would be quite concerning to you.
Yeah, they pumped. Yeah, I don't. Have they ever put 42 on Nebraska?
Yes, they put up 56 in Nebraska, didn't they not?
They did. 56,
at Mike Riley's last game 56, at Nebraska.
What am I thinking?
Nebraska
yeah.
led that game 14-7, and then they quickly did not lead that game.
Yeah, what the hell am I thinking? Longer. I was sitting there watching. It's 56-14.
Noah Fant was up and down the field in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, 56-14. Then, of course, there was the bloodbath game.
40-10.
Good job in Iowa City, where after the game, Bill, Mark banker said, "Yo, the practices must be like a bloodbath because they're so physical." Because Iowa was physical, and it was basically Banker sort of taking.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Probably a passive-aggressive shot at his boss, his head coach, saying we don't practice very physically, and that's what happens. You get beat 40-10. Banker was soon shown the door. not funny. I love Banker. Loved him.
Yeah, via text, right?
Via text when he was in Tulsa. He was at the Tulsa airport when he got the news.
Yeah.
He was
That's a great way to go out.
Yeah, great. Well, could be worse.
Bill, have you ever heard of a tactic like this in your years of coaching, of anything like this, whether it's spring ball or fall ball, is a certain number or a mission based on something that happened previously to inspire a team in some capacity?
Oh, I've seen certain things done. Not really. You kind of want to keep it in-house. If you're doing it, you really don't want it to be a national story, because right away I was like, they're falling out of their chairs laughing right now.
Yep.
You kind of have to keep it in-house a little bit. I don't know. Like I said, I'm a big Luke Fickell fan from working with him, and so I don't mind it at all. You like to try to keep it in-house. But the thing to remember also, nothing is in-house anymore.
Yep.
No, not really.
If you get up in front of the team and you say, "Hey, what's said in here stays in here," that's not true.
Oh.
It'll be out within 30 seconds.
Oh.
Somebody from the meeting has told their parents, and that's went down to someone else, and it's just there is none of that. When they decide to do that, they had to know, "Hey, just so you know, the whole world will find out about this. And Iowa will find out about this." And they probably said, "Yeah, I don't care. We're okay with it. Don't give up 42 points." So that's kind of what
it sounds like. It was willingly volunteered by the linebacker. He met with media. I don't know if he brought it up himself, but he's the one that had the quote to media in front of people about, "When have you heard of Iowa ever scoring 42 points?" He said that in front of a bunch of people. Yeah, it's gonna go national at that point if you say it out loud.
It was kind of a low key flex by him. Like, yeah, they beat us, but they're still a joke.
But they just beat us by 32 points, though. Who's laughing?
But they never score 42. I kind of like it all the way around. I like it all the way around. I like the fact.
Yeah, that I do. Are you kidding me? That's in April. That's awesome. That is awesome. If that was like, "Hey, we're gonna do this, and this is in October during the season," don't really care. Other things to talk about. There's 10,000 storylines. Right now, it's a great storyline. It's a lot of fun.
Fodder. It's fodder for our talk.
I kind of forgot that Wisconsin lost their final four games last year. They were 5-3. And they ended up 5-7. Minnesota, Nebraska, Iowa, all losses in November.
Yeah, to the rivals. Those are those are rivals.
Boy, they didn't look good either.
No,
they didn't look good. It looked horrific.
It didn't look like Wisconsin.
You haven't seen a Badgers defense look like that ever? I mean, 40 points to Iowa. It was 40 plus to Nebraska, I believe. I think Nebraska had 40-some points on Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think so.
And then Minnesota had a bunch of points, also blew them out. It was just weird to see their defense non-existent. We've not seen that.
That, and they didn't have the running back they usually have. I mean, you're used to a fairly dominant running back. And they had guys. I mean, guys. They were all right, but not the big names like they've had in the past.
Jonathan Taylor, Monte Ball, James White, on and on and on.
Melvin Gordon. Yeah, and
Corey Clement.
Corey Clement. Yeah. I missed a couple.
Dari Ogunbowale. He's still in the league, I think, with the Texans.
Yeah, yeah.
He's still playing.
He's still around.
Awesome. Awesome young man, too.
Bill, who is the big back that won the Heisman for Wisconsin?
Ron Dane. Yeah.
Didn't have that this past year.
No, nothing like that. So, no, it wasn't. It didn't look like Wisconsin.
They'll be an interesting story to watch, to see how they bounce back.
Yeah.
Because,
the schedule, the schedule. It's rough.
They're at Alabama in the non-con.
Yeah. In the non-conference.
And the conference is really
I think
difficult.
They go to Oregon. It's
Ugh.
Just get to it. We got time.
Jake? Wisconsin's schedule?
Wisconsin's 2025 football schedule.
Oh, that's 2024.
Just imagine this one, how this starts out. Just listen up.
I'm listening.
Jake's going to read it
off.
Okay,
here we go. Yep. Here's Wisconsin's schedule. Now, the first two games are not overly difficult, but it's after that. So they start off against Miami of Ohio. Then they play Middle Tennessee, so they should be 2-0. Should be. Then they're at Alabama. And then they will host Maryland. So that's could be 3-1.
Yeah, it could be 3-1.
Then you're at Michigan, home against Iowa, home against Ohio State, at Oregon, home against Washington, at Indiana, home against Illinois, and home at Minnesota. There's a path to 6 or 7 wins there for Wisconsin. Not 8 or 9.
Listen to what you're saying. There's a path to 6 or 7.
6 wins.
That's not what Wisconsin
is. A path to 7
is
wins.
Used to.
Yeah. I don't see 10 wins on that schedule.
No, a path to 7.
No.
That's a rough conversation in Madison. Well, there's a path to 6
you could,
or 7.
I could get you to 8 there. I don't know if I could get to 9.
I think Miami, Ohio won the MAC, didn't they?
Yeah, there won't be a pushover. You're right. That would be somewhat challenging.
It's not like, Yes, should they win that? Yes, but any time out that you've picked that you have Ohio State and Oregon in conference.
Yep.
That right now that's the two best teams. That's who played. You know that's the two best teams. You always throw Penn State in there. I get that, but you have those, and then you happen to be just taking a little road trip down to Alabama. Also,
nice.
No big whoop.
Nice one.
No big whoop.
No big whoop.
Nice schedule, and Jake said it all. There might. Yeah, and you're by the way. Miami of Ohio last year, 7-1 in the MAC. 7-1 in the MAC. Jake, if you can name Miami of Ohio's head coach, I will give you my Arctic Essential.
No, I don't have
tumbler.
That. I don't have that one. Who is it?
I will give you $100.
I don't have it.
If you guess the name, maybe just guess a name.
Mark Twain.
Bad guess. You would that you don't Chuck Martin.
I would.
Chuck Martin.
Did you know that, Bill?
I did know is Chuck Martin. Chuck Martin also wears, it's not like a trestle sweater vest, but he's a sweater vest guy.
Nice.
I believe
he is.
I think
he is.
Yeah, he's a sweater vest guy.
There's a picture.
And I believe he came from Notre Dame, if I'm correct.
Hold on. I'm all over this, oddly enough.
He's done extremely well.
On his wiki page, he is photographed with a sweater vest.
Yes, that's his look.
Very handsome, and he did come from Notre Dame.
Nice. Bill knew this all.
He was the OC and quarterbacks coach at Notre Dame from until 2013. He's been at Miami of Ohio since 2014. He's done very well. We're talking about Chuck
Martin. Very good job.
We're talking about Chuck Martin for some reason, but it is April, so.
Thank you. Well, before we get to break, Bill, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Don't want to hear those words.
Damn it.
No.
Just be bad words to hear. You want to avoid
we drove by it in Columbus.
You did not.
Yeah.
You
we drove
it.
By Applied Connect, the Columbus office.
You did?
Looks incredible.
So you were going up to Columbus, and where did you take?
Where's it at?
Yeah. How did it?
I go through Columbus. I don't make the little shortcut move, so I was right there. What's the main intersection right there?
30 and 81.
There's a new Super Saver going in, and and the main intersection right there.
Yeah, I can't say it.
And then you take a left, and that puts you on 81.
Okay, 30 and 81. It's
30 and 81. Yeah, 30 and 81. That mix up. So it's on 81.
You took a left.
And when we drove by, all the lights were on, and you could see people in the building. They were working.
I know exactly where you're at now. You took a left at Super Saver. So
yes,
that's where
you
went that way. That's interesting. Okay.
Well,
yeah, Columbus.
And they are working hard because they're busy people. They have a lot of people they're trying to protect.
Yeah, it's 24/7. You know why? I don't know if hackers all of a sudden they just work 8 to 5.
No,
I don't think
don't
that's
stop.
What they do. No, that's not what they do like that. They're working late at night. So guess what? It's getting matched by Applied Connect. Will from Fullerton getting
all
it done.
93 counties in the state they work with, 99% retention rate. They are a one-stop shop for all things IT, managing IT, cybersecurity, infrastructure, audio, video, and more. Free consultation is available at AppliedConnective.com. Check that out today. When we come back, it is time for a Friday edition of Dr. Love. You have any love or relationship questions? Need some advice?
Love and relationship.
Dr. Love is here.
How do they call?
They can call or text 402.
Call or text. Relationships.
402-464-5685. Dr. Love is next on Early Break on The Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.